Hey, we're the broadcast. People say we podcast around, but we're too busy drinking and hoping that Andy gets down.
Yes, so good.
Hello and welcome to the broadcast with Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Welcome to the show, everybody. This is season 5, episode 5, episode number 185. It's our Cinco de Cinco show. How's it going?
It's going. How are you?
It's going. You know, same old, same old. Nothing new and exciting to report in life, with the exception of the fact that I listened to Folklore, the new Taylor Swift album, this weekend. And I love it so much. I've listened to it a lot of times in a row. It's really great. And the new Dixie Chicks album, Gaslighter, which is also phenomenal. And I was
never... The Chicks.
Yeah. The Chicks. I'm sorry. No. Chicks. Yeah. The Chicks.
Yeah, I got to check that out. I used to love their music. I'm sure they get better with time.
It's great. So the whole album is basically... the premise of it is her. So she was married to Adrian Pastar, who is the dude from Heroes and I think Chasing Amy.
Right.
Yeah. And yeah. He cheated on her on their boat, the boat that, like, you know, she got for him or whatever, but it's like named after her. And he cheated on her on the boat, and she found out after 17 years of marriage. And they just. Don't cheat on Natalie Maines because she will destroy you. But it's a really, really, really great album. And it takes you on a journey from like the start of like finding out through the end, just asking, because they went through a 2 or 3 year court battle over like money and non-disclosure agreements and whatever else. And, you know, the last song is her like begging, just be decent and like sign the papers and like, let me be free. And like, it's a really great album. You know, both albums, there's a couple of songs on each that I kind of like skip now, but like, love them both. It's been great to have new music in quarantine, from Fetch the Bolt Cutters to even Chromatica. I really like, actually. It's just a good album to like put on and like while you're doing something, like try to, you know, get pumped up to Folklore and Gaslighter and everything else. Chromatica is Lady Gaga's new album.
Thank you.
It's all dance music. There's no ballads, no rock and roll. It's just all dance music. But it's really good too. Like, you know.
Which I give it, yeah, given the times, I think people need uppers.
Yeah. So, anyway, Folklore though, my favorites on it, Invisible String. I know you guys haven't listened. This is for anybody out there listening. Invisible String, I think, is my favorite. I love The One is another one. Betty is a great song. Cardigan's a great song. The Bon Iver. He has Bon. Is it Bon Iver? Bon Iver.
I think it's Bon Iver.
Bon Iver. Okay, I knew the I was Eve. Bon Iver. Yeah. She has a song with him. It's called Exile. It's also, you know, really solid. It's a great album. It's just all super chill. Like, she kind of let her imagination run wild and wrote songs that, like, based on stories she came up with in her head. You know, there's really great songs on it. Jack Antonoff produced the whole album for the Chicks and a bunch of the songs for Taylor Swift. And then the dude, Aaron, what's his face, from The National, produced and co-wrote like all the rest with Taylor Swift. It's very chill, very like sweater weather, kind of like rainy day music, but it's so different from Taylor. And it's just really great to like, I don't know, it's a really good album. Like, thumbs up to both of those guys. That's been my week.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. I'll have to check them out. Normally, I'm not a huge T-Swift fan, but that's a ringing endorsement. I'm very curious to give it a listen.
It's like, it's anyone like alternative folk indie kind of vibe to it. It's not, some of it has some pop, some country music elements, but they're very like chill And my sister went through this journey with it where I texted them both and was like, guys, this is like 1989 good. And they were, and my sister Caitlin was like, I don't know. I mean, I only like one or two songs. I don't think it's her best work. And I was like, okay. And then she texted me that night and was like, so I like this one and this one too. And I've added it to my phone. And then the next morning she was like, okay, I added Last Great American Dynasty, which is also a great song, to my, that's on my song now too. And I was like, keeping like tally in my head. I was like, I think we're up to like 8 or 9 now. And then the following morning she was like, okay, guys, I have to say, this is probably her greatest work. I was like, yes, I know.
Sometimes things are slow burn.
Yeah.
Sometimes those are the best. Yeah.
Oh, those are the best. Yeah.
I don't know. I was
curious. As I said, I've been buying more music than I ever have in my entire life. So maybe I'll just have to buy that. Put it in the rotation.
Yes. Or definitely, though, if you liked Alanis Morissette, like Jagged Little Pill, Angry Alanis Morissette, the Chicks album is Jagged Little Pill, Angry Alanis Morissette, but like country style. It's really good.
Maybe I'll just have to get both.
If you have Apple Music, you can just add them to your library.
Apple Music, you have to like pay for that monthly?
Isn't it like $30 a year or something?
Subscription, but it's worth it. I mean,
it is. There's so much on it.
Spoken from the person who is the partner that doesn't pay for it, but then gets the benefit of just being able to enjoy it. So I don't actually know how much it costs because I don't pay for it. Daniel does, but we like, that's really how we listen to music most of the time nowadays, is through his Apple Music. It's great. I really, really like it.
Yeah.
If it's $30 a year, that's really not expensive. But then you don't ever actually own any music. I don't know.
Maybe I'm wrong. But you can add them to your...
No, but you have access to them.
You can add them to your phone so you can download, so you're not streaming it, like, you know, so you don't go through data. How much is
Apple? You can only like have X amount downloaded at once, or like, you know, really, I think it's like as much space as your device can handle. You can stream anything that so they I'll have in their account.
I'll stream things at home when I'm on the Wi-Fi, and then if I like it, I'll add it to the what's it called?
Yeah. I'll add it to my phone. Lot of like playlists and things for you, and they have a lot of like random like compilation sort of playlist where it's like, you know, the hits of 1974, and it just, don't knock it, it's actually quite good. It's quite a good playlist. We listen to that one a lot. they do a lot. Yeah, like it's more robust than I think it originally given it credit for. I'm a fan.
Yeah.
Same. Okay. All right.
So what
I may be convinced.
So what if you listen to a lot of music, it's worth it, like, for sure.
And that's just it, as I used to not. So, yeah.
Well, you can like, probably do a trial.
Pay for something again?
You could probably do a trial and see, like, if you use it. Like, you know, if that's it's true. Worth it.
Yeah. 1 month free trial.
Don't quote me on that, but, like.
Or I'm sure it's also, it might be a monthly thing. So you could just, like, quit. Like,
stop whenever you want. Yeah. Months.
Exactly. And if you feel like you're not really using it, you just cancel it.
You can do start a free 3 month trial.
Yeah.
And it
is better.
I did do that once and like forgot to cancel it, and then I had to pay for a little bit, and then I was like, well, we don't both need to pay for the same thing.
Okay, it's $9.99 a month for the individual plan, $14.99 for up to 6 users. Student pricing is $4.99. maybe you get teacher pricing, maybe that's a thing. I swear that we did
$10 a month.
I think we did the. Nah. I think we do the annual subscription plan, the $99 for the year, because it saves you $20 or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I could have sworn that I only see it ever renew in September, which is why I didn't realize that there was a plan. Anyway, how is everybody? What else have you guys been up to? Now that I just spent 9 minutes talking about Taylor Swift and the Chicks.
No, that was good.
Yeah.
I bought new bras for the first time in a couple years, I think.
Ooh.
So that's pretty exciting.
How are they
working
out?
That's very exciting.
I haven't worn them yet. We just did the laundry yesterday. So, you know, you got to wash them first.
That's very
true. But I tried out Third Love.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. I keep hearing where, like, they do, advertisements. They have,
yeah, they do like the half cup sizes, and they do this very elaborate quiz to figure out what of their bras would be best for you. This thing took me like half an hour to fill out. Like, it was very robust. You know, they like show you all these pictures, and you're like, "Are like,
thank you, Shady.
How are your boobs? Or like, are they this shape? Are they this shape?
Are they,
like,
are they robust?
No." I was bringing
boob Daniel shape.
I was like, "Daniel, what do you think? Am I teardrop or am I like starfish? Which one am I? I don't know." It was quite the process. But they arrived. They're lovely. They're so soft.
Are they? Are they like just as much as, because they're advertised like everywhere?
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, I will let you know. Try me next week when I've actually had a chance to wear them. Okay. But I've just like tried them on to make sure they like fit, and they felt lovely.
Okay,
very light, very soft.
I might hit up like 6 different podcast promo codes and get some, because I really.
Yeah. Yeah.
The only bras that fit me nowadays are the same damn Costco ones. Like, you know, I'm probably like a half size, and I need to, like, you know, get bras that fit better so I can start wearing bras that are like, you know, not your old like Costco ones. Yeah. I don't know. Whatever.
No, same. Well, and the nice thing is they like then give you like, once you fill out that like exhaustive quiz, they don't just tell you like your like what size to buy, but they give you like recommendations of from their stuff. They're like, here's like what we think will be best for you, but like here's some other suggestions of things we think you like you might like or might fit you, like based on the results. And so it was a lovely experience.
Awesome. You'll have to definitely let us know as you wear them.
Yeah, I will.
A good bra is kind of hard to come by.
Very much. I'm actually regretting I didn't put one of them on today, because the one I am wearing right now, I'm just like, oh God, get it off me. Get it off me. Why did I wear this today? Why didn't I just throw it out when I bought the new ones?
I know, it's not like I shit on my Costco bras, but it's not like I go anywhere. The only time I leave the house is to exercise, and I'm wearing a sports bra. So it doesn't even matter. Good times.
Cool. Yeah. Nice. Cool. I went camping this last weekend.
I saw on Instagram. Right. How was it?
Yeah, I wasn't sure if you just went hiking or what.
No, we went. So when we came back from our trip to Lassen, we like immediately were looking at campsites in the area. But like so many things, you know, are filled up already. And so when I found a spot for this last weekend, like we reserved right away. And I took off Friday afternoon, and we went up and stayed like Friday night and Saturday night, and came back on Sunday evening. But it was a spot over in the Tahoe National Forest. And like, I've been to Tahoe before, to the lake, but I've like hiked around there a little bit, but hadn't really gone anywhere else in the National Forest, which is huge. Yeah. And so it was great, because like, you didn't have the crowds of actual Tahoe, but you have like the same sort of stunning landscapes with all like the granite and the trees and the mountains, like super jagged mountains. And so we camped there. It was nice. We did a little hiking. It's fun because like in that area, and even in Lassen, like so many places sort of around where I live, like you can very easily be hiking and like get on the PCT for a little bit, because like it goes all up there. So we're on the PCT for like,
is that the Pacific Coastal Trail?
But still, what's that?
Is that the Pacific Coastal Trail?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Pacific. Yeah, yeah. Which is fun, because like we didn't do a part of the PCT at Lassen, but one of the hikes that we were on sort of overlapped with it for like a half mile.
Yeah.
So it was just fun because we were on it there. And then like down in the Tahoe National Forest, we were also on a section of it. So it's just fun to think about, because like you could just keep going all the way up. But
that's
anyway, that was fun. And then on Sunday, we wanted to just do like a like a quick hike or something before leaving. And it was really, really hot, so we couldn't do anything too intense. So we decided on this pretty short hike, but to this lake. So we're like, oh, that'd be cool. So we get there. This lake was just amazing. It's one of the most beautiful lakes I've ever seen. Just this gorgeous mountain lake. The mountain behind was just amazing. And it was just so beautiful and so pristine.
Yeah.
The water was so nice. And there were people there, but it was super easy to stay away from them. And we're kind of like, why? Because we had talked about like, oh, we should go to Tahoe. But like one of these weekends or whatever. But then we're like, no, like, why would we go to Tahoe when we could just come here? Because Lake Tahoe is gorgeous, but there, you know, it's always busy. And I can just imagine with like COVID, like everyone is going there, right? Because you can't go far away. So,
right.
Like everyone is probably there and it's probably insane. So yeah, much better alternative to just go to like a more secluded, gorgeous mountain lake. So it was really nice. We like swam and hung out for a while and then came back.
Nice. That's awesome. Great. That sounds great. Yeah. I wish I could do something like that. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah. Same. We were talking about maybe going up to the Hudson Valley and doing some hiking this coming weekend.
Oh.
Cause we have a friend that has a car that also enjoys hiking. So, you know, nothing. We'll see how that goes.
Nice.
But yeah, it's like just being out. Like, I totally get it.
Yeah. No, it was so nice. I will say, though, when we arrived at the campground, there was like in the first little loop, there was a dude like playing music. And we were like driving around to find our spot. And so we started there. Luckily, we were in that first little loop. We're in like the next one over. We could still kind of hear him, which was annoying, but he had actual turntables. This is
like a record player or like a wiki wiki turntable.
Like a DJ.
Okay, like a wiki wiki turntable. Okay.
You know, that like helps him clear his head.
He would be in the woods. Like so doing funny, a rave. And, yeah. Which like, this is not a rave. Like it's not the Rainbow Gathering. It's like, just, you know, and like not to knock any of that kind of stuff, but like if you go, like you're expecting a certain thing, this is just like, you know, your run of the mill campground on Forest Service land with a bunch of other people that you don't know. It's very strange to me that he would think that other people would want to hear his music when really, I think most of us are going out to the forest to be in the calm.
Yeah. Oh my God.
What kind of music was he playing?
Yeah.
It was like rave music. It was like, yeah.
Like house music? Or like
doo, yeah. 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 Which like, again, I, in a certain context, like I can totally appreciate, but yeah. not there. So anyway, that was like slightly annoying.
Yeah.
But I was trying to, you know, not let it get to me. And then I will say like at 10 o'clock, he like finished totally. I don't know if he was told to stop or if he just stopped. But so that was nice. Cause I was like, oh my God, how long is this going to go on? I have officially turned into like an old person now. And I'm having these reactions that, but you know what? I don't fucking care. Get off my lawn. I said it.
Well, you know, and, what happens to
take your turntable, take your remote control car, just go.
Right, exactly. And the next day he actually did leave. So
I was like, oh, well, that hurts well.
Oh, yeah. God. Yeah. Just so odd though to like have like, and honestly, I've probably 100% done stuff like that when I was like in my early 20s, you know, playing a lot of music too late and stuff like that. But just like in a forest, like when you're camping, you're not by yourself. Like he could have been, if he wanted to be by himself or with his group by himself, they could have gone somewhere else. If you go to an established campground, like you're not the only one there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well then follow-up question. Was he camping by himself?
No, I think it was like a group. I think it was like a group, but we didn't linger long enough to really like figure out what was going on there. Right. But I do think it was like a group, but it was definitely not everyone that was there. I can only imagine the other people. Cause, and we were like, oh my God, I hope. Cause you know, we like snagged literally the last spot that was available.
Yeah.
And so we could, you know, it could have been any of the spots, and luckily it wasn't the one that was in their little area, but it could have been, and that would have been kind of a bummer. But
yeah.
Don't take your turntables camping.
Yeah, that's the moral of the story here.
They don't travel well.
They don't travel well.
Yeah. Fucking weird.
You want to bring some music? Bring your guitar. Bring a wood-appropriate instrument. Like things that don't go well in the forest. Turntables, I would say any kind of brass instrument is probably not great.
Yes, let's limit it to strings and maybe woodwind.
Even like certain strings. So you're not going to bring your upright bass to the woods. Like that's also really bad.
I don't know. I mean, you know, they could piano. play like some Bam Chicka Wawa on the bass. Like that might be okay.
But it's just like then having to carry it in the woods. Yeah, and but then I'm where saying like put it.
But it would still be a more acceptable, like logistically, sure, it's not great, but like it would still be a more acceptable, like, you know, instrument.
I would say like instruments that are shorter than a child.
Well, I mean, like, if somebody wants to carry a
child. So that's like your guitars, your fiddles. A fiddle is probably a fine instrument for the woods.
What about a cello? What about a cello? A cello is the size of a small child.
I think a cello is too. Okay, fine. We might have a baby? No. No. Guitars are bigger than babies.
How about,
I don't know. I feel like a cello wouldn't be great for the woods either, unless you were playing on a concert.
Still, like, you know, as far as instruments that are like least obnoxious to, like, you know, hear in the middle of the woods, like turntables, no, trumpets, no, anything percussion, no. Yeah, like just you know,
yeah, really anything in the brass family, you know, tubas, trombones, mm-hmm. all of them. None of them would be good.
Yeah, maybe you know, maybe like
a recorder. You could bring a recorder. Quarter.
Yeah, saying like maybe like a flute or wood. Another woodwind type of instrument.
Yeah.
All right. I'm glad you had a nice trip, Shandy. Sorry about the turntables. did you guys see that the Emmy nominations came out?
No.
I did. Watchmen got a bunch of stuff.
Watchmen deserves to win every single award. It's so good.
There's a show I need to finish.
Yes, you do. Oh my God, it's so good. We've watched it twice.
It's so satisfying.
Oh, it's just really good. Let's see. Yeah, so Watchmen got a whole bunch.
Handmaid's Tale didn't get much.
Did Handmaid's Tale qualify? Yeah, I guess it did because it got nominated for Outstanding Drama Series.
Yeah, but I don't think Elizabeth Moss got for actress. Okay, but that's a pretty heavy category.
Yeah, and they even like expanded it because you have Outstanding Drama, Outstanding Comedy, and Outstanding Limited Series. So like they really give a chance for everyone to get something here.
Right.
Elizabeth Moss did not get nominated. The Outstanding Drama Actress nominees were Jennifer Aniston, The Morning Show, Olivia Colman, The Crown, Jodie Comer, Killing Eve, who I believe won last year. Laura Linney for Ozark, Sandra Oh for Killing Eve as well, and Zendaya for Euphoria.
I think Sandra Oh won last year.
I think
she won the Golden Globe.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Jodie Comer won something last year.
Okay.
Because I remember her speech. She was like, I didn't even tell my parents to watch because I figured I wouldn't win.
Oh, nice.
So that's where I'm getting that from. But I don't know. I could be wrong. I could be mixing up award shows. No, you're probably
right. I have really fallen off with award shows. That is, yeah.
The other big thing was for comedy, Schitt's Creek got a bunch of nominations.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Eugene Levy got nominated for actor. Catherine O'Hara got nominated for actress. And she, like, she's nice. So fabulous in that show.
She's so good. She's so good.
I haven't seen any of the other like performances. For comedy actress, it's Christina Applegate, Dead to Me, which I didn't even know was still on. Rachel Brosnahan for Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Linda Cardellini for Dead to Me, Issa Rae for Insecure, and Tracy Ellis Ross for Blackish. And I haven't seen any of the other performances, so I can't speak to that. But yeah, really excited for I don't know. I haven't seen many shows, but I'm happy with the ones that I know that got nominations. Yeah, let me see. Good.
It was a bit more diverse than normal. I think it's still pretty unbalanced, but there's at least some people of color in most categories, which is, you know, an improvement from zero categories, as is often the case.
Well, literally half the cast of Watchmen is nominated for Outstanding Supporting Actor in a Limited Series.
So. Yeah, nice.
So there's that. They have 3 nominations in Outstanding Directing for a Limited Series and Outstanding Writing. Yeah. I'm like super pumped. I really loved X-Men, so I'm like super pumped about X-Men. Watchmen, Jesus, Colleen.
And so I was like,
See, Last Week Tonight with John Oliver got nominated for episode 629. So cool. I guess, when did the Emmys? I guess I should have looked.
September 20th, I think.
Is that it? Hold on. I guess
it's
I could always
Sunday
just
and
read.
Late. Yeah, it's a Sunday in late September.
September 20th, 8 p.m. Eastern. Reimagined as a virtual event. Let's hope it's more entertaining than the virtual event that was the Survivor finale.
Oh, was it not good?
Well, they didn't do anything. They literally announced the winners and then only talked to the winner, nobody else, and then that was it. It was like, you know, it was very anticlimactic, to be honest.
It's pretty phoned in, I think.
It was so phoned
in. This point into quarantine, we've figured out how to make TV remotely and how to make it interesting. I mean, they could have tried a little harder.
It was early on.
Okay.
But it was May. I mean, they had enough time. We quarantined in March.
I mean, they made that stupid Tiger King follow-up episode. I mean, if they could figure it out. Survivor's only been doing it for 50 years. Like,
that's,
you know, I think.
Yeah. That's it. Joe McHale, he is coming for Jeff Probst's job.
Right.
Anyway, don't know how many people saw the Twitter party this week, but it was probably one of the best ones they've had in a while. And I know I'm prone to saying that, but I really only put the ones that I think are the best on here. And I don't know if you guys had a chance to check it out, but it was, I have a joke about blank and then the punchline related to the joke. So for instance, I have a joke about history, but it's pretty old. Or I had a joke about Lord of the Rings, but I lost it. Get it? Anyway, people that listen to that will get it.
Oh man, this is like adjacent to dad jokes.
That's what I was thinking. When I was looking at this hashtag, I was like, I see why Colleen liked this.
I know, I love them so much.
This is in keeping with what we did before.
Keeping the dad joke party alive.
I am. But Twitter started it.
Oh, I have one.
Okay, go ahead.
I mean, it's not mine. I'm reading it off of Twitter. I have a joke about underwear, and I promise it's brief.
I like that.
I have a joke about En Vogue, but you're never going to get it. Which now I'm never gonna get that song out of my head.
I had a joke about Trump's presidency, but it wasn't funny at all.
This one's from Richard Marks. I have a joke about pop songwriting in 2020, but I need 9 more people to help me finish it. No, nobody gets that. Because back in the day, pop songs like would have 1 or 2 like writers to them, and now everyone contributes and everybody gets a songwriting credit on it. Okay, whatever. I thought that one was hilarious. Anybody else?
I have a joke about plastic surgery that'll leave you in stitches.
I have a joke about podcasting, but you have to listen to me talk about something unrelated for 17 minutes before you can hear it.
Oh, that one cuts.
That is
I have a joke about science, but half of America won't believe it.
I have a joke about procrastination. Hang on a sec.
Oh, here's one. I had a joke about Tetris, but it's puzzling.
I have a joke on mental health, but no one's going to acknowledge it.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Had a joke about pillaging, but someone stole it.
I have a joke about tax cuts, but only the richest 1% will get it. Let me see. Hold on. What else do we got?
I have a joke about virginity, but I lost it.
So this one is my favorite. I think the most clever one that I'd seen, and I like saved it aside. So someone named Nell Scovell tweeted, "I have a Charles Manson joke and it kills." And then Monica Lewinsky did the retweet with the quote and said, "I have an intern joke and it ... never mind." Blows, get it? Okay.
I was like, wait, what? I know this is funny. Monica Lewinsky is awesome. I fucking love her. You know what? That's so interesting funny. Because I just came across one that said, can we be done with the hashtag I have a joke about thing now? Only one of them was actually funny and it was Monica Lewinsky's. And I was like, huh? Mm-hmm. Now I understand.
Now you get it. It's pretty funny. But the podcasting one is also super funny.
Yeah, the podcast one was great. Yeah.
Let's see.
I have a joke about UFOs, but I don't want to alienate you.
I had a Fonzie joke, but it jumped the shark years ago.
Ooh.
I have a joke about Donald Jr., but his dad won't love it. I had a cishet white male joke, but you've probably heard it many times before.
Oh, that's good.
I really love this hashtag so much.
Okay. Here's one for the parents. I have a joke about parenting during a pandemic, but it's tired and overworked.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a true statement. It's just fact.
I have a Trump wall joke, but I know it will fall flat. I have a joke about
Huey Lewis, but it would never make the news.
I have a joke about being black in the workforce, but it might require me to work twice as hard to get you to understand it. One more. I have a How I Met Your Mother joke, and the punchline is - well, actually, to really understand it, we have to back up a bit. It was 2005, and I was out at a bar with all of my friends when all of a sudden, and then, but the best part is one out of 11,029. Like, that's the longest thread ever.
Nice. Nice. Well done.
All right. If nobody else has one, we can take a quick commercial break and come back and do the feedback.
Sounds good.
All right. So we're back and ready to get into some facey back, starting with Matt. Well, this is in regards to us giving him a little bit of crap last week for the not, you know, the C+. And that's what she said. And he said, well, they can't all be I got new carpet, or there's no way he could get that sucker out unless he unzipped the whole thing. Pretty good one. To go to Mrs. America, today is the Bella Abzug Centennial.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
So I told you guys that I finished that. And then I was like, Frank, you should really be watching this show. And I immediately started it over with him. Mm-hmm. And I think he watched one or two episodes without me. But like, I basically rewatched the whole thing with him. Like, he, one night he couldn't stop watching when, like, I went to bed and he watched like an episode or two. But then the next day we finished it out. So I have seen this show.
Oh, that's awesome. I just watched the Houston episode before we came on to record, and I cried a little.
Oh,
nice.
Got me a little emotional.
Yeah.
It was really like groundbreaking legislation, and it would have solved. It was a lot of things that eventually we got to, but like the whole, they sort of did a little bit about like protection for, you know, gays and lesbians, and, you know, and it just, it just hit me, because it was just like, oh, we could have solved so many things so much earlier.
Yep.
But it's a very good show. It's a very good show.
Okay.
Cate Blanchett, man, she is.
Oh my gosh. I mean,
it is a performance and a half.
She got nominated for a Emmy. Yeah. I saw her name on there.
I mean, she's so good. She's so good. And she's so, her character is so fucking terrifying. Yeah. It's like a prototype for Aunt Lydia.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But
she was a real person. She was a real person.
Exactly. She's like a real life. Yeah.
Yeah, so you mean Aunt Lydia was a prototype of her.
Well, no, Margaret Atwood said, like, in her book, she didn't write anything that hadn't happened before.
Or couldn't, like, feasibly happen, yeah.
Just saying.
Yep.
Yep. Mandy says, I'm still on Weight Watchers and need to do the weekly Zoom call, but haven't tracked anything since March 12th. Needless to say, I've gained a lot of what I had lost. And we actually have another bit of feedback about that in the email section that we will get to in a few minutes. Matt submitted a Reddit thread, "What's classy if you're rich, but trashy if you're poor?"
Yes.
And so we'll save this either till the end, or we'll put it in the middle section next time we record, because I had seen – this was a question that was asked on Twitter, and I had seen their response, government handouts. Well, they're not wrong. So and then he also has some Matt Splaining, the artist behind the music in the title sequence of Mrs. America, which I agree is pretty great, is Walter Murphy's A Fifth of Beethoven, which was released in 1976 and included in 1977's Saturday Night Fever. Murphy is still making music, being Seth MacFarlane's go-to composer for over 20 years. Also, while none of you watched Buffy the Vampire Slayer, I should also note that that since it is your fifth episode of your fifth season, 5x5, which is a repeated phrase by the character Faith on the show, 5x5 means everything's okay.
Huh. Interesting.
I like that. I wonder where it comes from, but I like that this episode is that everything
is okay. Especially in a year when literally nothing is okay.
Yeah. Like everything's going to be okay.
I'm not going to say everything is okay until January 2021.
Yep.
Yeah.
Maybe February.
Yeah, let's give it a month. Give it a month to let everything settle.
Give it a month to make sure that, you know, certain people vacate certain premises.
Oh, fair.
I don't know. They might vacate the day before they leave, and they might never come back to this country. That's just wishful thinking.
That would be nice.
Maybe not. I mean, you know, see what, I don't know.
There's a hopeful thought in there somewhere. You just haven't quite.
I don't, it's not yeah, five I by wanted five to yet. Like, I was like, no, Mueller investigation, that already happened. Tax Southern returns, District of New York. Maybe something from that. I don't know. Too much wishful thinking. Just, he's going to be fine. It's like nothing ever seems to touch that man.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if Christianity is real, he'll go straight to hell. So
you're sober.
If religion is not true, then I mean, he's a very unhappy person. So I guess there's that.
That's true. Karma does theoretically have a way to come around.
Yes. And if karma is the actual, you know, karma and reincarnation, if that's real, then it'll be a very interesting.
If very karma interesting is real, yes. I mean, there's a lot of slugs that we're going to have to kill just to be safe in the future. I'm just saying. They are not even like at the level of being like a snake or something. They're like literally the grossest of the gross, the detested of the detested. Like, I don't know. Seriously, fuck those guys.
Don't slugs do something positive?
Well, that would be the beginning of their atonement to the universe.
Okay. Fair. I like it.
Yeah. But seriously, fuck them. Seriously. Speaking of fuck them, it's time for Mass What She Said.
that was a great transition.
That was really, that was good.
Thanks, I thought of it myself.
All right. It's always going to feel that way.
Jay was pulling for it. That felt weird to say.
Let us know. We're flexible.
Thank you for those who came to do that with us this month.
It's the one where Ruby is in on it.
And then she finishes second.
I need a tissue.
And then the one we do in the middle, which is still not enough.
Had it at the start and the end.
I've gone back and put them in.
They want 6 or 7.
The point is to put them in.
At some point, we may have to do it.
You're slipping.
Bring a 6-pack of beer and show up.
That kind of feels like... It feels like something that Kavanaugh might say, though.
All right, moving on to what her shemales. The first email is from Joanne.
To Colleen, Amanda, and Shandy. On Friday, I was on a work WebEx with IT leaders literally around the world. And somehow that meeting touched upon a topic from both the broad topics and the most recent broadcast, manifestos. In talking about, is this supposed to be areas, you think?
I think so, yeah.
In talking about areas that the group needed to work on, one item was digital manifesto. This is the nerdy side of manifestos. Definitely not a Unabomber type, nor the more historical version that Shandy is pushing to be reestablished. More relevant to the broad topics manifesto discussion, there is a documentary I watched a while back named, appropriately, Manifesto. The wiki synopsis is... Manifesto is a 2015 Australian-German multi-screen film installation.
Ooh,
that is a genre in and of itself. It features Cate Blanchett in 13 different roles performing various manifestos. This sounds like the best movie ever. The film integrates various types of artist manifestos from different time periods with contemporary scenarios. Manifestos are depicted by 13 different characters, among them a schoolteacher, factory worker, choreographer, punk, newsreader, scientist, puppeteer, widow, and homeless man. Joanne.
Dude, we're watching it.
Yeah, I think we should.
Okay.
That's awesome. Wow.
That sounds like a very intense film. Thank you, Joanne.
And just to be clear, I was advocating, as you said, for the more historical version of manifestos and not for the Unabomber type manifesto. Just want to make that crystal clear. Well, fun fact, the Unabomber was hiding out in Montana. Just FYI.
That is a fun fact.
Really, really big news in Montana. I mean, and in, you know, the rest of the country, but like also Montana.
Particularly Montana.
Awesome. Our next bit of feedback was an Instagram message from Kate. And Kate says, "Hi, ladies. This is an all-over-the-place message. But first, thank you to Colleen for being so relatable about pandemic weight gain. Despite exercising like usual and running more than ever, I've probably put on 3 to 5 pounds and have been feeling really badly about myself, especially if my pants feel snug. I feel so much better hearing you laugh it off, reminding me that it's not a big deal and it'll be okay. Secondly, I love the Random Acts of Kindness segment, and I thought I would mention my two. At the beginning of a pandemic, our Wegmans was insane, and the line was around the whole store. I had Shamandoline with me, and she was getting really grouchy. The Wegmans manager gave me one of their cutout cookies for her to tide her over, and if you've never had one, they are the ultimate in delicious and cost like $2.50 a cookie. Then he brought me wipes to clean her up afterwards. It was so nice. My other was a couple of years ago. My best friend died from melanoma, and on the day of her funeral, I was in the grocery line and dropped a large container of yogurt on the floor. It went everywhere, and I was just a mess. The employees were just so nice, cleaned it all up, told me it was okay, and sent me on my way. I needed that kindness at that moment, and I won't ever forget it. Lastly, a recommendation for pandemic activities. If you need a book that's distraction from the current shitstorm of the world, my favorite books ever are the Tales of the City series by Armistead Maupin. I will link to those in the show notes. I've read them so many times, and even thinking about them makes me smile so big. You'll fall in love with the characters. Anyway, hope you have a great weekend, Kate.
Aww.
I'm very sorry for your loss.
That was a series, Tales of the City. Yeah, I didn't know it was a series. I thought it was just one book.
We'll have to add that to the list.
Yeah, that's exciting. Yeah.
Matt, add that to the broadcast book club list. Thank you. I loved your stories. Thank you for sharing them.
Yes.
I've wanted a chocolate chip cookie all day long. So this actually kind of reminded me about how much I wanted a cookie.
Yeah, that's real. I feel like I've been wanting a cookie for about 6 weeks. I should just get off my butt and make myself some cookies.
Yeah.
Well, I've been trying to curtail, like, you know, eat less crap and eat less in general because of the weight gain. And honestly, I'm not really having much luck. I've really cut out all the snacks and cut down on the bacon and the cheese and everything. And I've only lost 2 pounds. And I'm like, well, I guess at some point. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, hang in there, Kate. Like, we're all in this together. Enjoy those bacon.
Three to five pounds is not that much.
No, that's easy.
I mean, really, like a pretty decent sized shit could take care of that.
Exactly. you fluctuate that in a day, and no, the good thing is nobody else notices. It's just like you just internally noticing it. So if you can just be okay with it, then it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, and like I said, at some point everything will get back to normal, and at some point, it might be years from now, but like there'll be a new normal and you'll get it taken care of. That's a shitty way to say it. And you'll settle in and, you know, be able to lose it again. Hopefully. That's what I tell myself every day. Honestly,
yeah.
I feel like I should be like, my name is Colleen and I haven't eaten a fruit snack in 4 days.
Well, that's sad. Fruit snacks are delicious.
They are delicious, but you know, anyway.
They can't have that many calories in them, you know?
No, they don't. But, like, they're really – it's easy to not eat just one pack. Like, you could eat, like, several packs at once. It doesn't matter. Whatever, okay?
Okay.
Kate, I feel you, girl. I'm with you.
This is your journey. We support you irregardless. We support you any which way.
Exactly. All right, and then we're going to finish the show up with an Andy update.
All right, this week in Andy Social Distancing, Andy writes in, "Hey, broads. Sorry for the last minute update. It's okay if it ends up being read next week, but I had it in my head that you weren't recording this week."
We were not originally recording this week.
Yeah.
We couldn't remember either.
Oh, I knew. But...
Also, don't feel bad about not reading my email 2 weeks ago. Things are obviously slow, so it's not like you missed reading the email we've all been waiting for. I know I mentioned a while back in April, maybe, there is COVID-themed porn out there, although I don't think a whole lot is getting made these days unless they're quarantining together. I guess they could, but I don't think even guys in porn are big enough to get past the 6-foot separation. I also saw some sources are recommending glory holes for limited contact, but I'll respectfully pass on that. Also, yeah, whatever. Yes, sorry. No big updates, as you can guess. I don't know what trap I set off in Facebook's algorithm, but I've been getting inundated, if you will, with ads for dating sites. Since Facebook is directed by what I look at, I can't say I'm too surprised. But man, it is a lot of ads. For the fellow single listeners, is this just me or are the dating sites taking their advertising into overdrive? Well, I'll leave it there and keep my eyes peeled for more love in the time of COVID-19 stories. Not my parody title. I saw it somewhere else. I can't remember right now. Hashtag I'm 6 feet from hers, Andy.
Thank you, Andy. I won't be checking out the porn, but I'm sure there are some people that are listening to this right now that was very helpful information about. So thank you.
Definitely. And if anyone watches any and wants to, like, you know, give us a review, let us know.
Yep. Oh man, Shandy, you're what's that? Your hot film festival is going to be
Hump.
Yeah, Hump is going to be very interesting if they have it.
Make virtually. They are going to have it virtually. I know that they did. They did that. Well, I don't know. Actually, I guess it probably depends when it's going to be next year. Mm-hmm. But they did the January. I know they did some of the spring showings they did virtually.
Cool.
Nice.
It'll just be interesting to see what people are making right now in order to, like, for next year. Like,
yeah.
Amateur quarantine porn. Very. Yeah.
I mean, that's really the festival for you, though, because what else, you know, like, that is really the genre that you can make right now. It needs to be with somebody that you're quarantining with. You don't need, you know, fancy equipment.
Now's the time. If you were ever curious in making your own amateur porn, now is the time to try it. if not now, when?
If not you, who?
And just to really bring this full circle, I hope that this year's secret, like, word thingy is turntable. All right. Well, thank you to everybody that sent us some feedback this week. Like to send us feedback in the future, we would love to hear from you. TheBroadcasters3@gmail.com or 331-276-2373. And apparently, we're also taking feedback through Instagram now. So that's exciting.
Bring it.
Yes. Bring it on. And just a reminder, our email or feedback policy in general is if you'd like to contribute anything to the show, all we ask is that you we will keep your identity confidential, but we do ask that you respect the rules and, you know, don't use like a dummy name that's very obviously false. Obviously we can't fact check like everything, but like you know, we don't mean to be like hard asses about the policy, but okay, well, Shandy does.
It's fair is fair.
Yep. So Shandy out of respect does for us. Yeah.
Yes. We would ask that because we do have reasons for it, and I don't you know, we would hope that you'd respect us. If you do want to send something in, we love getting feedback. We do. We genuinely love it. And, you know, we appreciate every last bit of it and hope that somebody out there listening might be inspired to send us some feedback. Even in the form of just like a link to a Reddit thread like Matt did before, which we will we'll have to hit up next time because I have like gone through that. That one is a good one. Anyway, it is this episode is being released on July 31st. So I would like to give a special shout out. Happy anniversary to Paul and Alice. Happy anniversary, aww, guys.
That's nice. Happy anniversary.
Yay. I would say happy birthday to Harry Potter, but I don't know if that's okay right now.
I will say Alice and Martha are just like really hitting it out of the park with their coverage on this issue. So check out the Real Weird Sisters.
Yes.
Some of their recent bonus content is just really excellent. So if you're having conflicting feelings about Harry Potter, just go check it out.
All right. Well, thanks, everybody, again, for listening. Thank you to the patrons. If you'd like to become a patron, go to patreon.com/JaneJack or go to janejack.com and click on the Become a Patron link on the top right-hand corner of the page. We have bonus content every month. Some people do it every week, like The Married Man Show and Survivor JJC when it's on. We do, for the Hangout level patrons, we have the live show that they're able to watch as we record one. And for the $5 or more level, there's a monthly bonus show that is all bonus stuff of things that get cut out. Because we do record generally for about 20 minutes longer than what actually makes it into the episode. So if you want to hear any of the stuff that gets cut, I try to select the best stuff and put it in the bonus clip. Our actual bonus episode should be out by the time this episode airs. I'm going to hope to get that done before I do this one. And yeah, I think that's about it. We made it through July, guys. I mean, knock on wood, there's a few days left. But if this episode's getting posted, I at least made it through July.
And really, that's the most important thing.
Is it, though? I saw my 2.5-year-old poop on the potty a little while ago. That'll be in the bonus show.
That was the big moment.
So really, I mean, I've fulfilled early dreams. Just kidding. All right. I'm going to go before I keep making more dumb jokes. Does anybody else have anything? All right. Well, on that note, thanks for listening. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Peace out, everybody.
Bye. Bye.